nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Praise the Lord. I want to talk about the force of words. Words. I say that so many of us, we don't. You know, there are two kinds of words. There are the words that we speak out, which is the outspoken word. And then there is the word that is within, which is the internal words. Praise the Lord. What sometimes you call thought. Specifically, that's what I'll be going. What sometimes you call thoughts. Thoughts. You know, thought, maybe thinking, I thought in my heart. And then the word that you are hearing me speaking now is the word that is spoken out. Now, look at that scripture we just read. Philippians 4:4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Say, let your gentleness be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6 said what? Please, let's echo it. He said, be anxious for nothing. King James said, be careful for nothing. He said, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace. You cannot arrive at these numbers, verse 7, without verse 6. He said, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Christ. Now, verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing. When you are anxious, you cannot have the peace of God. You cannot arrive at 7. When you are careful, that's when you give your thought to certain things, there is no way peace can come into your soul. And then finally he said, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is any praise, anything praiseworthy, meditate on such things. You see, the greatest thing that can move a man is words. Praise the Lord. The greatest thing that can move a man, move a soul, is words. For instance, let me give you an instance now. No matter what has happened in this house, maybe Sister Mary has been singing Amazing Grace this morning, singing and rejoicing and everything, and Mecca just walked in, you know, and he said, look, you this stupid woman, look at how long it's taking you to open the door. How would the rest of her day be like? Or evening be like? Praise the Lord. No, look at it. It will rock everything that is inside. The same way, you see, I'm just showing the strength of even the literal, the spoken word. The same way, even the what we call thoughts, those words that are within, it has the same, equally the same capacity to move you. Praise the Lord. And if you notice a consistent theme in the Bible, he's trying to resist, he's trying to hold you back from thought. Thought. Well, this is what we call thought. Satan understands it so well and he uses it. So, that way, if you look at that scripture, just say, be anxious for nothing. Then when you see Jesus say, take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow, take care of yourself. You hear scriptures like there's this scripture in Mark 13 that we say, when they bring you before the council, do not. You say, are we? Yes. All of those things are the consistent theme is to stop you from thinking. Thoughts. This is what we call thoughts. That's, you see, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, So he is. Your thoughts. So, but one of the ways that in spiritual warfare, sometimes when we gain the victory, and then when we even lose the battle, it's in the heart. Sometimes you see Satan will begin to push thought inside of you. And so many times you are not in control of thoughts. And the absolute strategy of God is to withhold you from it. So many times, before you know, you start thinking. Praise the Lord. How many of us have had cause to be thinking? To be thinking. Just, it's so strong sometimes. Look at it this way. Sometimes, thoughts, which is the words within, you know, it can weaken you and it can strengthen you. It can so weaken you to the extent that when some certain kind of thoughts are flooding, maybe on one just issue, and you're just thinking about, all of a sudden you become so weak, you can't even eat again. How many of us have been there before? You won't be able to even eat. To eat food, you can't eat again. Praise the Lord. Sometimes these things are stronger than digging a well. Because after, if you dig a well with so much energy and so much passion, after even digging the well, you see how strong. But there's a certain kind of words, we use the word thought, but I want to use words. There are certain kind of words that will invade your heart. By the time they invade your heart, they leave you so weakened, And sometimes there are certain kind of words that comes into your heart. They leave you so strong and so strengthened. Praise the Lord. So these are things we need to be conscious about. Amen? Amen. So you need to deliberately and consciously elevate your life, and even your spiritual understanding and your as we all move and journey in God day by day. This thing called thoughts, which is the words that are inside. So many times Satan speaks there freely. Praise the Lord. You can stop somebody from you can stop listening to somebody. You can stop there are certain things you may not watch, you may not listen, all of those things, but sometimes you don't have control over some kind of words that comes inside. It will just come. Praise the Lord. But it's for us to know how to handle it. Praise the Lord. It's for us to know how to do what? Handle it. Even I'll explain those scriptures well. That scripture, that's Mark 13. Look at it. Let me show you one aspect of faith. Faith. Mark 13. It's in Mark 13. It's in Luke 12. Mark 13. Are we there? Mark 13, verse 11, yes. Mark 13, 11. Luke 12, 11, then. We'll just read the one. Let's read only the one in Mark and just leave it. Okay, he's hold on.
And when they bring you up to the trial and deliver you up, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour, for it is not in you who speak, but the Holy Spirit.
Okay, now the other example I gave. Now imagine the same Rebecca walked into this house and he just began to shower words, just begin to speak. No matter, maybe she has been so demoralized from the day and everything, just one word, all of a sudden she comes alive. That's the same way thoughts are. Those things are also words. They have the same, what I want you to understand, that they have the same power like spoken word has. Praise the Lord. She just come, maybe she has been so down and discouraged and everything. He just begin, you're walking, singing and just speaking words and just appreciating her. All of a sudden, the spirit will just revive. Now, look at this scripture now. When they take you before a council, normally, if you are to have a meeting with your boss or anybody, maybe they accuse you somewhere in your office, in your working place, and tomorrow your boss say that he's going to call you to hear your own side of the matter. Normally, what will you do before that time? You will have arranged what? What would you have done? No, I want you to see the extent to which I want you to show faith. He said, don't even, what did the Bible say? Let me read this translation. He said, but when they arrest you and deliver you, he said, do not worry beforehand. He said, take no thought. He said, take no thought. What does take no thought means? He said, take no thought. He said, about it. He said, don't even premeditate. He said, just go and stand there. And in that hour, the Holy Ghost will give you what to say. How many of us can do that? I'm asking apostles of faith. How many of us can do that?
Except the Holy Ghost pre-informed you.
How would the Holy Ghost inform when Jesus has given you the general ground rule? He said they will arrest you, bring you before council. Of course, you know all of those councils. You saw the example in Acts of the Apostles. He said, as you are even going, don't even prepare. Yeah, maybe somebody is fighting with Boy Mecca, but this is house now. That is the owner of the land. And the Mecca came and took it. And it's okay, the magistrate will come and tomorrow, all of you appear before the magistrate. Then Boy Mecca will just put his hand on his pocket and just walk there. Praise the Lord. No, you know, sometimes you just read the Bible and just read it like that. He said, do not, take no thought beforehand. He said, neither premeditate. He said, but in the same hour, the Holy Ghost will give you what to say. It is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father that is in you. Can you see? Praise the Lord. So now, if in the case of you have been arrested, this serious, then what about maybe just normal stuff? Somebody is graduating, is leaving school. He has read how about 20,000, maybe 200,000 people went for one job interview. 100,000 people went for this. This went for this. All of his own is already filled with anxiety. Can you see where anxiety comes from? Praise the Lord. He's already filled with anxiety. Some people are not yet married. They've heard so much about marriage. They have imagined the worst about marriage. Or they just imagine all kinds of things. But he said, do not even take a thought before what? He said, beforehand, before you get there. That is not said to say planning is different from thoughts. Hope you are aware. You can say, okay, in the next, he told them that you preach the gospel, this and this and, you know, God declared the end from the beginning. But what he stops you from doing, he now stops you from investing thoughts about it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, so, a lot of things happens, you know it. It happens in our lives on a daily basis. How am I going to survive? What will happen to me? You know, after school, will I get a job? All of these things can fill you with thought. And this is the very thing that the Bible, the Spirit of God, and this is the very thing that Jesus and the Holy Ghost, amen, they are trying to stop us from doing. Then when Jesus was even teaching them, he said, take no thought for tomorrow. What did he say you should not take for tomorrow? What did he say? Let's echo it. He said, take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow will handle the things of yesterday. That taking thought is not, okay, you may not think, it's not saying you should not plan about tomorrow. Okay, I've looked at my life. I said, okay, I was thinking yesterday, today is 2000, in the next 3 years, I'm going to do this, do all, like that. I was talking with somebody that was, you know, telling me about some real estate stuff. I said, no, I'm not ready for real estate now. I'll go into real estate in 2019 or 2020, you know. I want to go into real estate big time, you know. So and have a projection of what I want to make from real estate within some couple of years, maybe within 5 or 10 years, like that. So that will push the bars of it a little bit, you know. But so it's not that you don't do all of those plans, but what it says is, well, take what? What he said, be anxious, you know. He said, be careful. When we say care, full of care. That's why I say be careful for nothing. He said, don't be full of care for anything whatsoever. You know? But in everything, what you should do, you should pray, you should give thanks, and you should believe God. Praise the Lord. When you say, you want to, a lot of why young people, you know, the future looks at the Nigerian situation does not, the Nigerian situation does not give us so much to hope about. But when we look about, when we look at God and look at the Holy Spirit and His promises, there is so much to hope about. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So these are some of the things you need to know, even in your life, even in your spiritual life, spiritual engagement. What this is we call thought. These things are they have strength. They can weaken you. They can cripple some people. Nothing has happened to them. What has just crippled their life is this thing we're talking about. Thoughts. You know, thoughts. The temptation of Jesus Christ, what happened there was Satan was just pushing thoughts into his heart. Those things had the capacity to damage and destroy his mission on it. Those things were just thought, it was swelling inside. And then Jesus was not just taking it as a casual thought. He was addressing it with all seriousness in God. With all seriousness in God. Just as you just think, and the thing will just be flowing, just be flowing, just be flowing, just be flowing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what have we said so far? What have we said? Eh? Okay.
That we should not engage our hearts with thoughts. That's what the Holy Ghost is trying to teach us. Yes, it's also word, and it has the same potency with the word we speak. Yes.
And you said thoughts are weak, can weaken you, and can strengthen you. And he said they are powerful. It can revive you and reduce you. That is, it can lift you up, or it diminish someone. And it's just like words are powerful.
Praise the Lord. Let me give another illustration. Like you see the sword. You see the power and the potency of a sword. If I come and I strike you with sword, right? That is like the spoken word. Now the example I gave, that a man walks up to his house and the first thing he tells his wife, maybe after not seeing for maybe 1 or 2 days, is he just say you are stupid, right? It's like striking with sword from outside. But this one thoughts. You know, when you just sit down, it's like carrying a sword from inside and choking with sword from inside. Which one is more potent? Which one is more potent? I said both are words. This one now is somebody spoke it to you from, you know, outside. Then this one is it arises from within, right? So this one, this words comes from inside. So that's why I say it's like a sword. Both of them are sword. We have the external sword and the internal sword. The external sword is the spoken word. Then the internal sword is the word that is within. You just begin to have a negative thought about your wife. You know, or maybe it's just a negative thought about your husband. All of a sudden you just go gloomy. You know, and darky, you become reactionary. Right? Right? Those are not just thoughts, those are words. Those are like a sword that is piercing you from inside. It could be about a colleague, about anybody. Those things are words. About your roommate, those of you are in school. Action. Don't allow any action to generate this kind of words inside. Praise the Lord. What is the strategy? Satan will cause something to happen and then now use this as a platform to now begin to unleash this sword inside. This deadly and dangerous word. And that is the root and the foundation of unforgiveness. You now have something you hold within that you are not ready to let go. Let go. You have, and whatever I want to give as an excuse, you have that unforgiveness inside of us because we have been spoken to from within. Praise the Lord. So many times we say false teaching leads people astray, false teacher, false prophet, false apostle. Praise the Lord. These are teachers that teaches you from outside. Praise the Lord. What about the Bible say in the last day people give heed to seducing spirit? These are spirits that teach you from inside. Praise the Lord. These are spirits that teaches you, they unleash word inside. Before you know, a young man that grows up, he say he doesn't like women again. He likes women. He doesn't like women. A young man, he say he likes women. He doesn't like women, he likes men. He wants to become a gay. Nobody will have assertive that and teach him about this thing, but those seducing spirits have taught him from inside. And those things are also, that's why I say they have the same potency that the spoken word has. These things are worse within. Praise the Lord. These things are dangerous. Very, very dangerous. That's why I see a lot of time the Bible tries to hold you back. That's why that same scripture you say, be careful, you know. Do that word careful about nothing, or be anxious about nothing. Don't meditate on anything. Then the next verse now talks about the peace of God. Then if you go to that verse 7, Philippians 4, 7, then 4, 8 talks about the things that you should be thinking about. He said, be careful about these things. He said, give your meditation. He said, premeditate about these things. Think about these things. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are lovely. Pure. You know, just. Of good report. He said, set your heart on these things. Don't set your hands on events. Event. Don't set your heart on things. Set your heart on God. That's why I say, blessed is the man that meditates in God's word day and night. He said, that word have I hidden in my... So fix your heart. Our heart should be fixed on God's word. We should be meditating and thinking on his word. We should just be thinking about God and about the things of God and the things that God does. Anything outside of this region, you are exposing yourself to dangerous attack. Praise the Lord. And that has to do with, you know, we are with God, the atmosphere of God, and the things, the beauty, the majesty, and the glory, and the honor of God. If you are setting your heart on things, or on events, or things like that, you expose yourself to a very dangerous blow. Praise the Lord. And those are the things that help Job to be victorious. He took his heart off his affliction, and then put it on God. He took his heart away from the things that has happened. The things that has happened, he said, God gave you and God has taken. Any small thing, the thematic occupation, you know, of Job does not go outside of God. You know, small time, I begin to write about acquaint yourself with the Most High, so shall good come to you. You now begin to talk. If you look, go and read the book of Job. Job center himself talking about God's majesty, honor, and glory. Even though he has some questions sometimes, he does not go beyond the circumference of God. But when you begin to pick that thing and just begin to think about it, just begin to invest thought, then this wound will come from inside. And it will be so deep and so difficult for us to recover. Praise the Lord. So as a young man, be full of faith. And that faith will come by Philippians 4, 8. He said, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are noble and honorable, lovely, you know, praiseworthy, they are of good report. He says, set your heart, the word meditate, set your, he say, or you can say, be careful, be full of care about such things. Praise the Lord. You think about wives, you want to get married, think about husband, and all of those things. He say what? What did he say? Think about those things from a different context and a different life. Life is a very long journey. The journey is longer than you think and you perceive. All of us here. And there are so many things that are involved in life. Praise the Lord. You never can tell how God can give you victory. You may be thinking a victory is coming from the west. Praise the Lord. You are thinking it's coming from the west. It may not come from that way. It may not even come from the east, south, or north. It will arise from under the ground, from underneath. God has eternal capacity to do anything. Praise the Lord. He has eternal capacity to do anything. So how are you going to think about that kind of person? Or think about the way and the manner he is going to provide. He said, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my words. And my ways higher than my ways, and my thought than your thought. That's why I want to stop you from thinking your own thoughts. Look at the gap. My thought than your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than it. So he wants to stop you from your own thoughts. From thinking your own thought. And even speaking your own word. So that you can start speaking his word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bro Kenny, what did you hear?
Stop thinking about centering our hearts on the things that really matters, that can actually weaken us. That the thought coming out of us, that we should center on God's thoughts, because he has the perfect thought for us, that the things of the like you said the thoughts that came from our heart, that Satan can use it to do anything, that we should be very careful of how we handle it, and that we should center on God the most, that we should forget about our own thoughts for the future and any other thing, that we should Philippians 4:8, that we should center on those things that are pure, that are lovely, that are praiseworthy, that are noble, and that's our things of God. Praise God.
So to round up, I recap. I say our thoughts should not be fixed on things, right? On what? On events. And that what I want to add is on people. Praise the Lord. On what? On things, events, people, all these things called circumstances. A young man that lost his job, nothing has happened to him. Nothing has happened. Don't forget that I started that, but God has eternal capacity, right? He has eternal strength to do anything. So the moment you lose your job, the next thing is all of those gloom and dark thoughts will now begin to form in your heart. Praise the Lord. I heard of sometimes they were burning some markets. Some markets were burning in the north, in the Kaduna. And some men ran into the fire. Praise the Lord. Some men ran into the fire to burn with their goods. Can you see? What moved them into that fire? I say nothing has the capacity to move you like words. You know, you are finished. You are a dead man. You've lost all your children. Why not curse God and die? Yes, now. He said that those were the words that Job were hearing. He said, curse God and die. Those were from outside. We were not told what Satan was telling him from inside. That's why he said he could not sleep. He said his thought afflicted him. That's why he said, I'll be longing for the day. When the day comes, I'll be longing for the night. Another serious affliction that Job was going through was the words that were coming from inside. Those ones were sharper than the words that the wife was telling him and his friends. Go and read the book of Job. As soon as the shrub is burning, you have seen the end. You look at it, you've seen the end of your life. How did you know that is the end of your life? You have been spoken from within. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So those are the things. That's why I say, a young man that have lost his job, nothing has happened yet. What has happened is the strongest thing is the things that are going to rise up from inside. Amen. Those words that he has eaten over the years, that his life is tied to this job. Praise the Lord. Those things are words that his life is tied to this job, and the word that you have eaten, that your life is bigger than this job. So when the thing happened, then the one is like a play, the word to play out. Praise the Lord. So you should be careful the kind of words that what we are eating. What thoughts are food? They see the thoughts you are thinking, you are eating. As you are thinking, you are eating. Amen. You are eating into your destiny as you are thinking words within. Hey, praise the Lord. You are thinking, you are eating, into your future. You are eating into your life, you are eating into your destiny. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So those are the basic things I want us to pray about to arm us, you know, as we move ahead in our spiritual journey, you know. Yes. And as we labor to do God's will and abound in life. This thing I've just said is so simple. But if you can conquer at this level, you have conquered all. Yes. If you can conquer at this level, you have conquered life. You are a man that can never come under. You can never be put under. Praise the Lord. If you are lying down, you will rise up. You can't be pressed down. Praise the Lord. Because this is a victorious life. You first of all have to win from inside. The Bible says, guard your heart with what? For out of it are what? That is where life flows out from. What you see today, what you see tomorrow, is going to come out from inside. Inside. Then somebody wrote a book, say the battlefield of the mind. That's Joyce Meyer. The battlefield of the mind. There's another one that Joel Osteen wrote, Abby. I can't remember the topic. Something. I can't remember. Either Joel Osteen or somebody that something has to do with. Something similar to that. That's why sometimes you cannot engage, you cannot endeavor to engage something that is bigger than you. You just be so small. your vision will be so limited. You know, outlook about life will be so limited. Praise the Lord. Can you begin to? Do you have any question or any contribution? Any question, any contribution? Okay, all right. Sister Shai.
It's good. Like, I just, what he has said about how to get rid of thoughts. You know, that thoughts within are like swords and they are more deadly. You know, I read something somewhere that when you have thoughts like generating from inside, don't even bother to like try to get them out of your mind. Because the more you try to do that, the more elaborate they become. So the best thing to do is to ignore them. That's why you focus more, like you said, you don't think about events, circumstances, about people, and what's the fourth thing? Yeah, so you don't focus your mind on that. But you, when you ignore those evil thoughts that are weighing you down, just ignore it. Just ignore it. I said you are not seeing them. Just ignore it and focus on another thing. And those are things that are pure. Those are things that are lovely. Those are things that are good reports. Instead of trying to add this thing, so I want to, I have bad thoughts. I have, they are coming. I want to get them off. Don't even go there. Because the more you do there, the more they stay and the more they become bigger. They give you more reason to even keep them within you. So the best thing, my own way, ignore the thoughts and pick up another thought. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And I would say, like what you said, Joshua 1:8, finish it. This book of law shall not depart from my mouth, but shall meditate on it day and night. Now, over the years, I've made sure that every moment I always have the scriptures I'm thinking. The scriptures I'm thinking. And once a negative thought comes, there's always a scripture to, you get it now, to erase it. So instead of struggling with that negative thought, I pick God's word. You get it now? Because like faith, fear, anxiety comes by word. Faith coming by what? By hearing, right? And hearing by the word? By the word of God. Except if fear, anxiety comes by what? By hearing. And hearing by the word? By the word of the word? Of the devil. Praise God. They come by words. Praise God. So instead of struggling with wrong thoughts, I rather fix my mind on what? On God's word. Say, let the word of God what? Dwell in you what? Richly. So when, if your heart is full of God's word, richly, there won't be space for another thing.
Okay, praise the Lord. Before I'll give it to him, then I'll come to you. Can you see? What is the anti? What is the medicine? From what all of us are saying and have agreed now, what is the medicine? Is applying the word of God, right? Just like Boy Mecca is coming and they call him, that they have blocked the road to his house. You understand? You know, that means they have given you like a chain of thoughts, things to dwell your heart upon. Praise the Lord. You know that God cannot be blocked. If they have blocked the road, Abby, praise the Lord. So even if at worst case scenario, they have blocked the access road to your house, like what has just happened, you know, but God will soon open it. Block the access road, but God cannot be blocked, right? You carry the word of God and paste it on inside. It will neutralize his what? So when they give you a news, a good news, bad, whatever they give you, they are giving you what? They are giving you loads of thought, Abby. Then it will now become a platform. Abby, it now become a platform for Satan to begin to, the evil one to begin to push his dark words. You know, dark words. Begin to push it, you know, poison. There's a place they even said in, is it Timothy now, that they are poison? He said that their words eat like canker. You know, they eat like poison. It's like sometimes this bad or negative thought, like you are carrying poison from inside. And I repeat again, you are not just thinking, somebody is speaking to you. Yeah. You know, as I was just thinking, and they say Satan having put in what? In his heart. He may not know Satan has put in his heart. He may think he's just thinking. He may just think he's just being smart. Nobody can catch Jesus now. By the time they catch him, he'll just disappear. Abi? You may just arrange that kind of beautiful words for him. Sell him, you make money, and they still will not be able to catch him. Praise the Lord. So, you know, he was spoken to. So these things you are calling thought. When you are generating all those thoughts that are weighing you down and you are thinking, I want you to know that somebody is speaking to you. So you have to make up a choice who are you going to listen to. And don't forget that God has also spoken to you. The Bible says in this last time, Hebrews 1, God has spoken to us in His Son. And those things that God has spoken to us in His Son is even what you have as a written word. Right? Right? What you have as a written word. Saying in this last day, God has spoken to you in His Son. So it's either you are hearing that one, even the written word that is there, or you are listening for the evil one to keep speaking to you. Praise the Lord. Bro Abby.
Praise the Lord. According to this place that says that Mark, that you should not be anxious of what to say. I really think it's all boils down to your fellowship with the Holy Spirit and your knowledge about who God is. You know, it is your knowledge about who God is that makes you that increase your faith in Him, for you not to have a premeditation about the circumstances or event. Now the second one is that the case of this Philippian that rejoice always. And again I say unto you, rejoice. Now the first thing you must understand is that the level at which you are with God determines the manifestation of the kind of life you live. Now, when God told you, rejoice and rejoice always, it is now the amount of light you have encountered in this world of grace that now determines whether or not you will manifest what the Bible has told you. So I just want to encourage us that according to that thought, now he said what we thought from think from inside is like we are eating into our future. And the fact is, whatever you eat becomes part of your life and part of your body. And whatever you eat now through your thought into your future, your future exhibits. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Bro Abi. Bro Topa.
Praise God. I want to share some personal experience. I think there is a particular day, because of the word thought, there's a particular day I was just meditating and the Holy Ghost was teaching me on how people, through thought, cooperate with the devil and take some of his ministry. Like, one, accuser of the brethren. When, through thought, the devil could engage your heart to accuse the brethren. Take for instance, everybody is doing a particular thing just because you decided not to do. And among the fold, people already, the devil is speaking to them that look at him. Look at him, what he's doing. Before you know it, you already engage your thoughts and you begin to think negative things concerning that brother because he has not just followed the way you followed. So, any of his mistake or anything that happens to him, not attached to what you think, we always think that, okay, Shebi, I told you, I know it will happen. When everybody was doing this, you were not doing it. I know. They cooperate with the heart. Another one is when a man of God of recent had issue with his marital life. He said he was also surprised. And which we as a Christian, we are supposed to be praying not to engage our thoughts with the devil's thoughts. And if anything happens to us, take for example Pastor Dave now, they say, yes, we've said it. What did you say? What is it that the devil has used you to think about? About others. That's one. Then the second one is that your thoughts also determines how you manifest both the fruit of the Spirit and the gift of the Spirit. There was a day I knew a prophet. I've known him for 3 years now. So we're discussing and he told me. He said, there are some things that I should work in. I said, I know. He said, but you see this being anxious for a lot of things. I think of my family. Maybe I'm a semi-family man. I think of what my sisters will eat, how my stepmother is doing. All those things, I was just thinking. He said, you cannot manifest the gift. Because this thought, it comes first. In a lot of things. You can't, even if Holy Ghost is trying to put a new idea on you, you can't hear. Because that is what you always think about. He said, so it's difficult for you to manifest in kind of dimension. Because thoughts are powerful.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brother Topper. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, are we all on the same page? Are you all on the same page? So a man that is going to that Mark 13, that is full of his own thought, what the Holy Ghost do? He will stand aside. Right? You are, because he said, do not take no thought beforehand, and neither premeditate. So when you are going there full of premeditation, having fully premeditated, and then full of thoughts, and you are now at the same time you want the Holy Ghost to move. These are just a pure, this is where the clashes, so many times we clash with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So when you have now scooped out all of those things out of your heart, you are weak and vulnerable. You know, when you are vulnerable and weak, then he said, let the weak say I'm what? When you are empty of words, then the Holy Ghost will give you words. Can you see? But when you are full of words, then you just stand aside, speak your own words. And the same thing sometimes, he said, there are meetings that you go. He said, you ought to be sensitive, even ministering. When you go to minister, there are instances the Holy Ghost gives you what to say. But there are instances no matter how big the meeting is, he may not even give you. He might just make you to stay under the atmosphere of the Spirit. Then as you just go there to start talking, then things start coming out of your mouth that you begin to say, where is this thing coming from? Even in speaking, even in administration, it's not only when you stand before council. I'm talking when you minister. There are meetings that you go, the Holy Ghost can tell you the things you need to do and give you pre-hand instruction. There are some he does not give you pre-hand instruction, he just leave you, you just stay, you're just waiting for the wave. You know all these people that, how do they call them, that ride the waves? They just wait for the waves to come. How do they call them, that ride on the sea? When the wave come, is it the skip, Abi, or, You know them, I don't know their name. Skaters, Abi. You know, they wait for the wave. When the wave just come, they just go with the wave. So there are times you just wait, you just stay under the atmosphere of the Spirit. So under there, when you just come, you just begin to ride, ride with it. Praise the Lord. So that Ephesians 4 is a master strategy. He says, rejoice in the Lord again. Once again, I say rejoice. Then the next one, I say, the Lord is near. Can you see? The basis of why you need to rejoice, say the Lord is near you. God is near. Imagine God is standing. God, imagine the Lord is here. What else will you be thinking about? You just forget every other thing. He said, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. That's verse 4. Verse 5 said, the Lord is near you. Then verse 6 said, be anxious for nothing. Let God stand on the podium of your heart. Amen. And chase out every other thing. Then you can now begin to talk about the peace of God. The New Testament says grace and peace be multiplied. Yet day in, day out, year in, year out, we are serving God and we are not having peace. Does it not even call for question? We are running every year, but yet there is no peace. Our heart is full of warfare and issues. Praise the Lord. No peace. No peace. Just because you are violating Ephesians 4:6, be for nothing. It's not worth you investing your thought upon. No circumstance, no event, no thing, no person is worth investing thought about. Apart from the thought we think in God. See, I know the thought I think towards you, of good and not of evil, to give you hope and a future. Apart from the glory of God or the beauty, the honor and the majesty of God in circumstances, in things, in events, and in people. Those things are worthy of thought. But any other thing is not worthy of thought. Somebody made a statement about you. You become like a magnet in our heart. We'll carry you. It will be like a magnet. You'll be able to move again because somebody says something about you. Praise the Lord. You're like one of those media people who say that, bro, Kenny, don't mind him. He's a pretender. That's the end, though. You won't enjoy service that day. Praise the Lord. You just sit down with his computer and work in his heart, it's not there. Praise the Lord. These are the things we need to conquer and we need to overcome. Amen. Amen. These are the things we need to conquer, we need to overcome. It's much more than what we're saying here. It's much more than just a prayer meeting or a knowing. It's something that God, the Holy Ghost, need to consistently break us. And break into our hearts, and break our heart free into. Then, if all of this, you now begin to form a foundation, you begin to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, easily. You need to assess the things of the deep things of God. You need to walk in the power of the Holy Ghost, the gift, operating the gift of the Spirit, like Brother Tokwe was saying. You know, they're even walking in the supernatural. These things will stop you from walking in the supernatural. All this walking, that's why we're not seeing the supernatural. Amen. There's nothing mysterious about the supernatural. It takes faith, love, and then purity. Faith. Build your faith, you walk in the supernatural. Praise the Lord. Supernatural. And faith works by love. Praise the Lord. And then underneath is the foundation of purity, the pure life. Praise the Lord. Can you begin to praise? Okay, alright. Let's begin to appreciate the Lord. No, bro, Mike has not spoken. Who has not spoken? Okay, alright. Let me, I'll give them the benefit of speaking before we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, let me just a little addition. I'm talking about words and saying that thoughts have the same weight as words. Now, you know, Paul said, we having the same spirit of faith, according as the institution I believe, therefore have I spoken. So we also believe and therefore we speak. But before then, he starts from verse 8, he said, we are pressed on every side, we are not crushed, we are persecuted, and what. He said, but we have the same spirit of faith, the same kind of faith that the psalmist had. Now, in Psalm 116, verse 10, he says, I believe, therefore have I spoken, I was afflicted. He was having an affliction, but in the midst of affliction, he had what there was something he was saying. He spoke what he believed. So Paul said, in the same manner also, no matter the affliction that is pressing us around, he said, say what you believe. And what you believe, people don't really want this, like what the pastor was just saying. Actually, thought, there are things you believe. When you allow thoughts to stay, it means you believe what you are expressing. So, and it frames you. And when it comes out as word, that's why some people say, this my problem, this, and automatically it begins to frame up. So, the weight of that thought, Paul said, we believe, therefore we speak. Everything that has formed inside is what you have believed. So, when you are not speaking it, it is forming outside. Hebrews 11 verse 3, we understand that the walls were framed by words. If God framed it with words, it means anything that is coming at us can also frame our life. And that is why, like he said, complication, people find it difficult to experience that peace. Why? Because it is what they believe that they are speaking out. And so automatically it is giving them the results that they already expect. Praise the Lord.
Appreciate him for that wonderful contribution. That's he has said it. He sedimented. Well, he said the things you have believed over time is the things you are speaking out. What those things you have believed is a product of what a sedimentation of thought. Abi, how does they taught us in geography those days? And I'm sure they'll teach it in geology too. Sedimentation, Abi, particles, right? Later becomes solid and becomes rock and mountain. So those thoughts that have sedimented in the heart by sedimentation, the now later becomes the thing that you have believed. Praise the Lord. Before I take a word from my brother, I repeat again. If anything that happened, nothing has happened yet. Even the thing that happened to Job, as well as nothing has happened yet. Those things just forms a platform for Satan to now begin to generate what? Thought. Praise the Lord. To generate current that will either drown you or that will, amen. That's why I said there, all those things that happened to Job, nothing happened. The ultimate target is the thing that is the arrows that he wants to shoot within. Praise the Lord. It's from that arrow that he shoots from within, you are going to rise up and say, I don't believe God again. I say, look at me. Somebody will tell that his father died when he was young. His mother too died. His uncle did not take care of him. If God is there, if everything they say there is God, then where is God when all this thing happened to me? Satan generates things around you. This is not where he's going. The ultimate place is where he's going is your heart, thought. That's why I say, guard the heart. It's not the things that are around you. It's not your house. You can come back one day from the house if somebody has used the bulldozer to put down this house. Nothing, I repeat, nothing has happened yet. What has now happened is what? Thought. And that's going to determine how you are going to move. I say it's words that moves a man. It moves you into action. moves you into believing and moves you into doubt and unbelief. Praise the Lord. So everything that happened to Job, when you start reading Job chapter 1, by the time you read Job chapter 42, when you read it, after you read Job chapter 42, you discover that nothing happened to Job. Amen. The only thing that happened to Job is that Job was elevated. Praise the Lord. At the end of his story, that's why James said, you know, you have seen the patience of Job, and I have seen the end of the Lord. How that the Lord is very merciful and of tender, merciful or something, of tender mercy. You've seen the patience of Job, and you have seen the end of the Lord. So all of those things can you see? So all of those things were zero. So the circumstances, the events that happen in your life, they are zero. The ultimate things are the things that they are going to generate in your heart. Praise the Lord. Whether they are going to make you to hate your brother, your mother's people, and all of this, this is where it's going. Amen. Please, let's be careful. Amen. Bro, do not you.
Praise the Lord. I will just add this. We should put God at the center of our thoughts. And how can we put God at the center of our thoughts? Through the meditating in His Word, through prayers, and also constantly in the presence of the Lord. These are the ways where we can put God at the center of our thoughts. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, thank you so much. But Michael has not spoken, Abby. Okay, so Michael will speak and we'll pray.
Praise God. I thank God for this teaching. Because for the last week, Holy Spirit asked me one important question. That some of your fears, did they bring victory to you? I kept on thinking about those questions. Some of your fears, did they bring... You know, when we are students, you have written an exam, you are afraid. Ah, I'm likely to fail. I'm likely to fail. At last, you see yourself, you succeeded. Some night like that, they may enter my compound, and the night passed over. The car may have accident, and nothing happened. So you just discover that at the long run, you actually did not deliver yourself by your fears. You were actually shortchanging your hours of peace. So sometimes when we keep on thinking, Bible says by thoughts, you cannot add a cubit to your life. By worry, yes, you cannot add anything. So I just discover, and I have decided that I will cast down every imagination. Because the Bible says, for the weapon of warfare are not carnal, but mighty to Christ Jesus in pulling down. Yes, so thoughts will definitely come. But when you brood on them, you empower them. But when you cast them down, they become nothing. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we rise up and pray? Can we rise up and pray? Is it casting down what? Imagination and every, these are high things, right? Is that not what the Bible say? Warfare. Say these are imagine, they are strongholds. He said they are high things. Praise the Lord. So don't be casual and anything just cross into your heart. Think about it like that and all of the, no. Be square about them. Take it very serious. Your heart is not just a place that the evil one can be speaking anyhow. Your heart is the temple of the living God. The temple of the Holy Ghost. The evil one has no right to speak in your heart anyhow. You must rebuke him. Rebuke every thought. Whatsoever are lovely, pure, just, noble, lovely, worthy of praise, full of virtue. It's a care, be careful. Let your care be saturated with such things. Let your heart be full of such things. That's a part of peace. That is a part of peace. That's a part of victory. That's a victorious part. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Give you praise and glory. We worship you. Thank you, Father. Give you praise. We honor you. Thank you, Father. Say, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. And how do we guard our heart? By filling it with God. Filling it with His Word. Constantly meditating on His Word. Eating the Word of God within. I said, thoughts are not just thoughts. They are eating. Feasting, you are eating. Whether you eat life or we eat death. Death. You are eating. You are eating into your life. You are eating your into your future. You are eating destiny. You are eating eternity. We are eating our eternal destiny. Is it what we call thought? Thoughts are words that are within. Words. In fact, they are the first words. Thoughts. They are the first words. Don't be casual and careless about them. They are the first words. Father, we bless you. We bless you, Father. We thank you. We hear our hearts. Don't be filled with noble thoughts of you. Jesus, we bless you. We thank you. Thank you, our Father, we honor you. Keep praying, keep praying. Talk to the Lord. Talk to your Father. He said, take no thought beforehand. Do not premeditate. In the face of danger. In the face of danger. In the face of challenge, yield to the Holy Ghost. Step aside for the Holy Ghost. Step aside. Let the Holy Ghost stand upon the podium of our hearts. Let's scoop out our own words. Our own strength, our strategies. He said, it is not you that speaks, but the Spirit of your Father that speaks inside of you. Mark 13:11. Our Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Keep praying, keep praying. Thank you.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Ask Him tonight to put a nation on your heart.